tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, this is it.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for Heroes Reborn, Season 1, Episode 13, Project Reborn. And this will be the last time I will be saying hello to you from here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter, at Steve Kaufman.
Wait, not ever. I mean, just for Heroes. Yeah,
sorry,
yeah, Heroes.
Specifically.
This isn't that bad. That was, I mean, you got really into that music.
Yeah, serious. You got really serious.
I mean, the cataclysm that is Heroes Reborn not existing anymore.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is altering that is this studio. You're right. This will be the first time we introduce Heroes Reborn. I'm your host, Steve Kaufman. You can... First and last time in some universe, I'm sure.
You could be two places at once, don't worry.
I was great before everyone started talking to me.
All right,
you can find me on Twitter, at Steve Kaufman, that's K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N. For the last time, for this show at least, I will introduce my esteemed panel, starting to my left.
Hello everyone, I'm Marissa Serafini. You can follow me on Twitter, at Serafini TV.
And I'm Khalil Boo Boo. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram and send your condolences at Khalil Boo Boo.
He's sad because this is the end of our Heroes Reborn panel. My name is Jonathan Messi. You can find me at KaibaCat. And gosh, I wish I would have dressed up better because Marissa, you look fantastic.
Marissa's
my goodness, you're killing
guys.
It.
Man.
Call me out. Y'all
didn't
get the
fantastic.
Y'all didn't get the fancy memo?
I know.
I didn't get the fancy memo.
None of us did.
It's the finale.
You know, we're all in muted colors outside of you.
I only look good as you guys.
Well, I think we are. This is a support here.
Yeah.
We did coordinate against that. Let's dress in... No one wear red.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
pretty
much.
Well, I got the Deadpool.
Red on a gray.
Yeah.
This Project Reborn, we have a lot of topics to jump into. Thank you for joining us on the chat. We're going to try to bring up some of our favorite hashtags and comments.
Yeah, we could totally do a little review of some of the things that we've done over this season of AfterBuzz. You know,
yes.
With Heroes Reborn AfterBuzz, that'd be really fun. I know we got who else? Lydia, A. Wilson, Big Guy, whoever else is in there with us, guys. Mm. You know, we'll bring up all of our moments in the past. Yeah. About
Boo 69
Bs. Boo 69 Bs.
Big Guy 21.
There he is.
Yes.
Price Right.
So
what's up, guys? Good to see you.
Let's jump in to get them out of the way. They were there, kinda.
Yeah.
El Vengador, Micah, Farrah. Farrah lived.
Carlos,
yeah,
Jose.
Carlos.
Jose.
Yeah.
So yeah, Farrah lives. Micah gets totally underused.
Completely underutilized. It was like the only thing he did was turn on the electricity.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I just told someone today how to use a fuse box. Anyone could have done that.
This is surprisingly
awesome.
Simple.
That was a great line.
You don't need evil powers to turn on electricity.
Yeah, it was really, like, Micah is this incredibly powerful character that we really built up to, like,
awesome.
Saving him,
awesome
getting him
character.
Out of the...
Yeah, like, he was...
Getting him out of the glass box of emotion. And they get him out, and he, like, does very, very little. First thing he does is tell the world, you know, last episode about Erica.
So, but then great this, power move.
Yeah, and then this but episode, he's like, I could turn on a computer.
But even then, like, he
so
was...
So can I. Here's the power button.
But even then, there like, he didn't have his own agency to that. Like, it was a matter of... Oh, this message is out there. I'm going to broadcast. Like,
right.
Where it's like, he's so much more powerful and he's so much smarter and he's been so close to all of this for so long.
Mm-hmm.
For us to get so little
Nothing.
Micah.
Yeah, and one of the few heroes
Nothing.
From the original season, probably because he was a kid, that is still here with us. Because they killed off all the originals for the most mm-hmm. part. And yeah, he's still here.
Off.
But they decided they were also going to write him off by not using his power. Like in this last episode, this extraordinary power. But
which is a shame, because like the whole theme of this season is how powerful technology has evolved itself as well. And it's like, dude, use Micah.
That's right.
For the technology.
He's got, oh, is it a Google watch?
Is it an Apple watch or Google?
I don't know these watches.
This is my Renatus watch.
Send him to the future.
It will send me to the future, leaving you hoes behind. All right.
But that's exactly it. It's humans have evolved. Now we have the Evos, but also technology has evolved for them to help with civilization. Yeah. They didn't even use Micah against that.
Yeah.
And we didn't even get, correct me if I'm wrong, we didn't even get a webisode for Micah.
No, we didn't.
He was in it. He was in the webisode.
But was he already, like, locked up in the webisode?
No. They catch him in the webisode. The last webisode, they catch Micah.
All right. Did we get at least a glimpse of how much fun he must have in this world?
Yes.
Where everyone has wearable tech?
Yeah, he's... Well, no, they don't use him that well.
But...
They use him where he's sort of running the I'm going to use the word syndicate, but he's running like the rebel forces, and he's in charge of it because he can get messages out. He's Hero Truther. He's Hero Truther.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was pretty cool and all. You know, but the thing is, if you didn't watch the webisodes, you didn't get any Micah, really, because in the show we use him this much. And in the webisodes, they use him a bit more. But it was more about Phoebe.
It was definitely establishing Phoebe. But yeah. Micah should have used his power to have more webisodes, you know, and broadcast that out there.
That's right. Micah can make his own webisodes.
If they could touch Heroes, guys, if you guys could make these episodes on a webisode budget.
Yeah.
That includes directors and actors that work on webisode budgets.
Or how about rewrite it, reproduce it, we film it, and then get it out there. It's worth
it. That's what we should do. We'll make a new series of Heroes, and it'll be called Hero Wars.
There you go.
And you know what? And Claire won't be dead for you. There you go. Hashtag Claire dead, hashtag Hero Wars.
Slight little bit of Claire. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll
get to it.
Claire dead.
Yeah, so basically, Micah's going to use Pharaoh's Alive. Carlos and Jose are there, and they're going to help heal people at the hospital. Hooray.
Hooray. Also, they're going to let that little boy come along on the vigilante stuff?
He's Robin.
He's Robin.
He's Robin after the other Robin turned into Nightwing.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly right. Yeah.
Could we maybe let him live in the better world that El Vengador is making? Isn't that the whole point?
No. He has to fight crime. He's Robin now. I think
it's more so that Jose has experienced so much stuff that happened that it's like, yeah, you can handle it. You can take along.
Yeah.
More so.
He was mentally comatose by Matt Parkman, essentially, you know? Throw that kid a bone.
Although, since this show is canceled and we're going to talk possible spinoffs, and El Vengador, I'd watch the El Vengador show.
Yeah, we could do some for Rocket Jump. That'd be fun. Rocket Jump? Yeah.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen that, it's great. All right, let's do this.
He's having a conversation with the chat room.
I'm having a conversation with Lydia. Sorry. I like what she said. All right.
So, moving on, we got Melina, Luke in Old Gateway, as I'll call it. Present day Gateway.
Oh boy,
and
here we go.
He got very polluted. Did you notice all the paper in the street?
Tommy sends everybody to the new gateway, which I've done the math. It is year 9612.
9612.
Because it is 7957 plus 2015. It's 7957 in the future. But Melina and Luke are in the old gateway. The first solar flare shows up, which, by the way, solar flares are, we saw later in the wide shot, 10 times the size of a planet?
Yeah.
But we seem to get from one place in Gateway an entire vantage point of the whole solar flare.
Yes.
And then Melina wants to, like, stop it, which we all think she might be able to do by herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But instead, Luke goes, "Nah, I know what has to be done. Get inside." And then he starts with his fire... shooting his fire at that fire, and that he somehow flies.
Fight fire with fire. Fight fire with fire.
And that he somehow flies up into the solar flare that, it's in space.
Yeah.
It's way up there.
It's like way up there, dude.
It's like...
Yes.
Like way
like
up
Like
most there.
Humans can't comprehend like how far a solar flare would be from like where you're standing. And he just flies into it, and then goes away.
Yeah, well, he poofs.
He poofs.
He Naruto poofs out. And for some reason, Luke's fire power with the solar flares firepower, it cancels each other out, and Luke destroys the solar flare, the first one, by giving his life. It was laughable. It was absolutely laughable.
Here's my issue. Like, as far as storytelling, what is the point in two solar flares? What did that really do for the story?
When you throw Luke at it, and yeah, what did I really?
I mean, what did it really do for the story?
I'm going to take a stab.
We could have had one and be done.
I'm going to take a stab at what they were attempting.
Okay. Go ahead.
I think because Luke between because Luke between the Odessa disaster and the start of this show was going down and straight up murking Evos. But his son was an Evo, and he had that tortured. He had that tortured soul about it, and that's what made him redeemable. This was him ultimately making amends for his past.
I wrote this down, and I'm going to circle it now, and I'm going to hashtag it. Hashtag redemption flare. Hashtag redemption flare. That's what I've got right here.
I love it so much.
There you go. That's what Luke... So, really, the whole thing, we give an entire flare to Luke... He wasn't a fantastic character.
He was like a C-level character, as far as the grand scheme of things.
Yeah. And he gets his own flair. I call bullshit on that. Redemption
flair. Hashtag I call bullshit.
Yeah, hashtag I call bullshit on hashtag redemption flair.
But the sad thing is that when even the last episode, when Luke... You know, torched his ex-wife Joanna. That was even way more entertaining than this flare.
Absolutely, that was the best. That was the best moment Lucas had.
Yes,
and that was redeeming too.
Fist pump
moment. On a body.
This should have been a fist pump moment, and it wasn't.
No.
Well, and here's how.
No, it was.
Here's two things they could have done to make it a little more. To make this like a fist bump, like yeah, go get a moment, like lock and load.
A redemption flare.
Redemption flare. One of which is we've spent enough time with Luke in this series that it's not that ridiculous for us to have seen some scope to his power that would have alluded to us being aware that he could do this. Mm-hmm. Like maybe he could put out a fireplace.
Oh, that would be good.
Little thing, like there's a fireplace in the room and he just goes, psh.
That would have been interesting.
And at least then we go, well, that doesn't make any sense, but they set up a canon of, he controls fire, I guess.
Yeah,
sure.
He can put out the sun
and even
to save the world.
And even then, I would much rather Melina go up and weaken the flare.
That would have worked. That
like if Melina, if Melina's just like, no, I'm Melina, let's go, bam, and then she ultimately can't do it by herself. But we find a way to show us that she weakened the flare 50-60%.
That would have made a lot more sense.
So that then Luke...
He could fly up there? So
no,
could,
maybe not fly up there.
Fly up there.
Maybe they could have not done that.
How the heck did he have flying abilities?
It wasn't...
gravity pull him?
It wasn't...
I don't think the sun works like that.
I feel like gravity pushes.
I think it was like an attraction of fire.
Well, he should have been into the ground and gravity pushes.
I don't think it was actual fire or actual flying. What I think it was that if he is...
Magnetic pull?
Well, fire can... I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
So something about fire and his ability to, like, flow with it.
If we have any chemists in the building who can, like, explain...
Anyone in the chat got anything for us there?
If there was fire on the outside of the atmosphere, could someone on... Specifically the ground in Gateway... Specifically the ground in Gateway, Texas. Could they make it... Could the fire's force be enough to pull them past the atmosphere? This is a serious question,
I've seen
guys.
A lot of strange things in my day. I wouldn't put it past it.
This is our last episode, guys.
You know what the take away from this is? If you believe you can fly, you can fly.
I believe I can fly.
Look at him.
You know what? Next time you watch that scene, I want someone to. You know what? Someone make this.
Make the vine.
Start that. Yeah, make it. Make that game. Take that song. Put it to Luke. Put it together. We want to see that later on Twitter or something.
Please. Yes, absolutely.
This was 2 weeks ago. I would have so much time to do something like that.
Yeah.
why do you have to bring these things up when I start jobs?
I know, man.
I'll do it right after the show.
Don't worry. Someone out there will do it for us in the chat, guys. Show some love. Make this horrible, hilarious meme for us.
Hashtag redemption flare.
Hashtag redemption flare.
And tag us all.
We will put it out there everywhere. We could totally do it. So,
we will.
Yes.
We make will. The Vine. Make the GIF.
Yes.
Make the
Instagram.
The Facebook video.
Instagram is a full 30 seconds.
Yeah. You get as much time 15. As you need so on Instagram.
Do this. We will support you in absolutely promoting this video. Hashtag redemption.
And
flare.
Putin's cat, which is a great username, he said he emitted ions from his feet. Action reaction.
You know what?
Putin cat, where
At
have
least
you been?
That sounds intelligent.
Where have
I
you been, Putin
it.
Cat? We've needed you. This is
no,
fantastic.
No, it's Putin's cat, like Schrodinger's
Putin's
cat.
Oh, I see.
If they would have said that in the show, yeah. I would have been like, okay. Somebody has a degree.
All right, so let's stay with there and keep going with this. What happened, that, you know, oh, with Phoebe next, right?
By the way, this isn't the We Hate Heroes podcast.
No.
Like,
no.
We came into this. We enjoy ourselves. And, like, I am ultimately satisfied with the ending of this episode and the finality minus the cliffhanger that wouldn't have been there had they known they were canceled.
But we are definitely taking out the weakest part of it first right now.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then going to hit the better stuff.
I think everyone knows that's how I do these rundowns.
But I must say, we're really enjoying ourselves for the weakest part right
now.
We are having fun. I hope you guys are having fun out there, too.
Let's just get into it. So Melina's Phoebe. Out there. Luke flied somehow and took down a whole solar flare somehow. But the solar flare created debris from a satellite. And that debris is pouring down, and Melina's like, I can stop the debris, which I'm pretty sure Melina can stop debris.
Easily.
Mm-hmm.
Because she could take down half a solar flare.
Well, she also, you know, dissipated her tornado.
Yeah,
yeah, like,
for sure.
I'm pretty sure she could take down half, like, she could take down some debris, but Phoebe's like, nah. Literally, that's a direct quote.
Yeah. Nah.
Phoebe's like, nah. And then Phoebe comes and gets her with the
dark.
The dark.
Darkness.
The darkness is spreading.
The handsy darkness.
Yes. So Phoebe gets really handsy with her, grabs her from the bottom of the staircase, takes her up the center of it so she can fall all the way down the center if she let go, and is holding her there, kind of floating over the top, and then Quentin, dun-da-dun-da-da, comes to the rescue with a gun, and is now, this is supposed to be an epic moment, because Quentin's got a gun to his sister as she's holding Melina, our hero, mm-hmm. over, you know, the stairwell.
Her imminent death.
Yeah, her imminent death, yeah. Uh-huh. But instead, she's probably going to choke her with darkness.
Yeah.
And this goes on for a while, where Quentin's deciding if he's going to kill his sister or save
Well, Quentin Melina. Keeps trying to turn his sister. Like, this isn't you, like, all variations of just
begging and pleading,
like trying to get his sister out, which I think if the series, like within the canon of the series, they had given Phoebe any redeemable quality, which I'm told is in the web series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the web series, yeah, because
she's more so redeemable in the web series. She's completely unredeemable in this show. So what was supposed to be a big, oh, go with him, Phoebe. Oh, turn, Phoebe. Oh, join forces with them, Phoebe, became... Die, Phoebe.
Yeah, I want to say,
I don't care.
I have this quote watching the episode with Steve. I have this quote from Steve, which I wrote down. And she dies, she gets shot, falls through the window, and Steve says, literally, who cares? Who cares?
Hashtag who cares.
Hashtag who cares.
I thought it was very convenient that the window was already open for her to easily fall.
Well,
out
they gave us an extra beat of some of that debris knocking the window open.
Yes, that's right.
Conveniently right behind her.
Because we don't want Phoebe to die and then stay on the same floor with her brother. That would be traumatizing.
Yeah.
She has to die and then immediately fall out of a building so he doesn't have to face that ever again.
Oh, jeez.
Also, not to jump too far ahead, but Quentin got arrested for that? Right?
I doubt it.
What else would Quentin have got? I guess Quentin would have done enough in the history of this, like, series.
Yeah.
Just since episode one that he probably would have went down for a while.
Because Quentin the butter, he's now the butterfly. I don't know. We're never going to.
Yeah. I was like an accomplice to Erica and all the people that she was a part of.
But he might have, well, because all, but everybody came back, so he might have gotten strung up alongside a lot of other people.
That's true.
Or he was the scapegoat. Renata strikes me as the type of people.
Someone needs to be the scapegoat.
Yeah, Renata strikes me as the type of company that has like a automatic plan. So, like, if everything goes wrong,
blame this event.
Quentin and Parkman. If everything goes wrong, Quentin and Parkman were the secret shadow runners of our whole organization.
Yeah.
You reported to them.
They planned it all.
Like, you just get geniuses. A mysterious text message that tells you your alibi.
Yeah.
And then you're from Micah.
And so, yeah, hey, that's how they use
put
Micah.
Put him to work.
The other, I think these are most of the bad moments now. So, one of the last ones is Melina. Gets dropped from the darkness. The darkness. She gets dropped by the darkness.
The darkness.
And she totally falls to her death, but catches herself ninja warrior style. Mm-hmm. Now, she catches herself full weight with momentum on a ledge by her fingertips. Now, the guys on Ninja Warrior have the hardest time doing that. This Melina cannot do that. That's
can
just
I incite?
Maybe she was using the atmosphere to like lift her up. She was bending air.
Now
bending
listen,
the
that's
elements.
What I thought she was going to do.
Maybe.
I was like, oh, she'll just like she'll yeah, exactly. She's
control
create
the
a tornado.
Wind to like bring
yeah.
her up.
But instead, they did the catch, and I was like, what a waste. She has powers again once the darkness is gone.
Can
she
I incite
float.
The purple pants theory on this?
Totally purple pants.
Every now and again, I just have to just be like Hulk's purple pants.
Mm-hmm. I knew that's what you meant.
Like. That it's just the purple pants theory, it's the bootstraps theory. Like, there are certain theories in this drama that it's like, you gotta give some salt, or you gotta take some salt
no.
with this.
No.
I mean...
Think it through.
He doesn't like salt. He does not put salt
think
on
your canon screen. Through!
Thank you, please.
But he's a little
what
salty
did they,
tonight.
What did they do on Avengers? Had him butt-ass naked.
But like,
it's true, they did.
No, but then... No, when he was done.
Butt-ass naked.
No, when he was done.
When he was done, yeah, he was butt-ass naked.
Because he somehow stretched these purple pants to Hulk
okay,
size.
Okay, yeah, no, that's true.
That's
yeah,
what I'm
no,
saying.
That's,
yeah,
that's the purple pants theory, yeah.
Okay.
Either he owns a very specific type of cloth we don't understand.
Yeah. You actually, you taught me that. I did not know.
Yeah, that, like,
yeah,
that's...
A long time ago, purple pants theory.
But yeah, that I'll incite that on Melina being able to ninja warrior...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So
I thought that too. I was like, that's not a lot of surface space for her to catch herself on. But whatever.
Yeah.
We'll just say she used embedded elements.
Maybe it was a dream.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with you, Marissa, on that one. Yeah, truthfully, she used wind power to keep herself floating enough to catch herself. I'm gonna go with that.
Or she has incredible upper body strength.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Either or.
I didn't see. Yeah, she wasn't swole. She wasn't.
She's
Micah.
Been working out every commercial break.
Yeah. It doesn't take a lot to lift up your arms and stop something.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Poof.
We're going to move on
all right.
to New Gateway.
Here we go.
Which is the year 9612. Ren,
yes.
Emily, both get zapped in alongside Erica Kravid and her select few, which didn't look like very many.
I thought so, too. I was like, that does not look like 12,000. That looks like 50.
That looks that does not look
12,000
like many.
12,000 extras are really expensive.
You know what they did? Yeah, they were like, we're not spending money on CGI. We're not spending money on extras. So,
yeah.
And the set we have for Gateway is not big enough for us to even, like...
Maybe they were in the bathroom.
No.
For us to even grid in the same 200 extras to make it look like a couple thousand. It's just like, nope, these are the people that came outside.
Yep.
Yeah, and present Gateway still looks like future Gateway. There you go.
Yeah. And it's...
Yep. Reuse the set.
Exactly. Exactly the same.
And it's like those people in the tents and Lost. That you never got to meet. You never knew about them.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
There were a lot of people on that
on
island,
island
that just that were just background.
Yeah.
Like, I'll write that off.
Yep.
What,
sure.
We'll take it.
What I can't write off is that Erica Kravid let both Ren and Emily
come along
into New Gateway. Ren specifically. Where it's like, do you think Ren's not going to cause trouble immediately? And do you think Otomo didn't program an incredibly simple back door for Ren to figure everything out?
Yeah.
Well, in fairness, I don't think Erica and Ren ever really crossed paths.
She saw the footage, though. She saw the... When she was in Japan,
and
she
they
had to
sneaked in.
But they never actually physically crossed paths. Like, but she had seen the security footage of Ren being a known associate to
Miko.
To Miko.
I think maybe she saw Miko as the bigger threat.
Agreed, but she knows.
That's a tough one. That leaves us open. Yeah,
and she's also a huge fan of Twitch streams.
Like
Erica on her downtime, like some people read books. Erica just watches Twitch on her phone.
She's watching Evernow. Twitcher's playing.
She just watches.
She loves technology.
Every commercial break.
Yeah. Yeah, one girl, Melina's working out, and Erica's watching every now.
Erica's like trolling Matt.
Got their I'm going to drop $5 on this guy.
Everybody's
subscribe.
Everybody's donating and subscribing. Yes. I mean, he runs a really good raffle on his stream.
That's right.
Ren does.
He's got a good stream. He's got a lot of followers. So they get there, Ren and Emily, and they're going to try to save the day here because Odemo gets stabbed in the neck. He's put away with the rest of the Evos. And so they find the door that's closing with the Evos, you know, kind of trapped inside, all hooked up. And Ren grabs his computer case, throws it in, blocks the door, breaking the case. Odd moment.
So
I thought that was hysterical, though. My computer.
I like that.
And I even put it in my notes, computer.
My computer. I also like
computer.
That is likely the only gaming computer in the world, because they're in the year 9612.
Oh, that's a good point.
I'm pretty sure they brought one other computer.
Specifically,
they have Evernow on their computer, so they can keep. So they do have Evernow. That's the only game left in the world.
But that looks like an office computer. Like, that doesn't look like it has the GPU to handle to handle the graphics engine that Evernow has.
Touché.
Especially at Ren's level.
Yeah.
Right. Don't you think in the future they would have better cards to handle that?
You would think so, but then again, I mean, it's not like they've evolved into this future. They just popped in. Yeah, and so Ren is like, my computer, oh no. And then he sees, they save Otomo, then they see Miko, and they oh, you know, this is a sad moment. This is a sad moment. Because, look, Ren was, we had Ren on the show. It was the week I was gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it's awesome.
Awesome guy. Hey, yeah, what's up, cool. Dude?
Also, A. Wilson, hashtag my computer.
Hashtag
my computer. P-U-T-A.
Computer.
I have, C-A-H-A.
Computer. Either way. All right. So they save Otomo. They get Miko out, but she does, because it's the real one. She has no idea who Ren is. And she said, and it's a very sad moment for Ren. And then the scientist guy, who I don't know his name still, who works with Erica this whole time.
Unnamed scientist.
Oh, sorry. It's so funny that he plays such an a-hole in this show, because there's another show I also watch, Hemlock Grove, that he was the nice guy. So okay. I'm like, oh, I love it. He's the same type of character, but completely opposite.
Good for him.
Same
and his
job,
but opposite.
Same
Got
job.
It.
Well, I'll tell you what he gets. He gets the pipe.
he
gets piped right through the back of the chest.
Oh, impaled.
Oh, yeah. He gets piped. He got the pipe. Hashtag get the pipe. He gets the pipe. Otomo gives him the pipe. It was a pipe, right? It looked like a pipe.
Pretty sure it was a pipe.
So he gets pipe. He gets the pipe.
French, maybe.
And then Otomo, in a very cool little move, sends Ren, which we saw coming. It's going to be silly. We know. It's going to be bad and silly. But he sends Ren, who's played this game more than anyone else in the world, this is his game, into the game to save the Master of Time and Space, i.e. Tommy.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's it.
He lets Otomo go. No one else of use is in that room. Miko and Otomo. There might be another Micah in that room. There might be another time traveler. I understand at this point in the series, you have to start funneling us back to five characters. But I really wanted somebody there to be helpful.
It kind of makes sense because we saw a few episodes ago too that. Near the winter mid-season finale that Otomo gave the key to Ren. So I think it was Otomo always wanted Ren from the beginning to go into his game.
Yeah. And he even said, I chose you.
It kind of came full circle with him.
I was excited. I'm actually very satisfied with how things ended with Ren and Otomo and the Evernow game.
I think it's very fitting that Ren was the literally farthest point in the world to help go along this whole journey, and he's the one that ended up saving Tommy.
Yeah, and totally, and he gets to reunite with Miko or Katana Girl Miko inside the game again, which is nice. You get to see them again. Yeah, it was awesome. And then
qué lindo.
Ay, qué lindo español también. And so they go and they save Tommy, of course, and then Ren gets a character we like, and a character who gets a great wrap up by training, in kendo with Miko and Otomo back in Japan.
But is that
best wrap up, I think.
I got the feels too.
And that's the actual
There was a look. They could have something going on now.
Yeah. And what I really enjoyed about that's the actual Miko.
Yes. That's the real one.
Otomo's
real
Otomo's son. Otomo's daughter who we never actually met in this show.
It's not just something he bought out of a box in the back of Spencer's.
Yep.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that was, I think, my favorite wrap up ending. Because
then Ren
the
gets
characters.
A happy ending. Yeah. He gets to be the hero. He gets to
and
save.
He gets the girl.
And he gets the girl.
And he goes alive.
And we get something I was.
The real girl.
I was happy. We get him to do something to get Tommy out, which is really good because I was very much afraid that with Tommy and this whole quantum universe he was in within Evernow. But like I remember telling you, Jonathan, if Tommy just gets himself out of Evernow without anyone's help, I think I'm going to throw down my headphones.
Yep. He was ready to quit.
I think I'm going to throw down my headphones and y'all are going to have to do the show by yourselves.
Yep.
If Tommy just straight like deuces out of Evernow, like if he just like, nope, got it. 10,000 hours. Nope, I...
So, I think what...
Endless prison.
Steve was honestly, like, moments away from, like, quitting the show. He was moments away.
Where I'm just like...
You only had a few minutes more.
I have some friends on SmackDown. Like, I'll go do SmackDown. They're only 3 at night. I can... Like... Luckily...
I think a big question, what I had watching that whole Evernow scene, is that there was the whole line, time doesn't exist here. And it kind of reminded me of when Peter and Siler was stuck in Siler's memory prison, and they... At the end of that, they felt like, hey, what was, like, 3 hours actually was, like, years.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think Tommy was stuck in the Evernow if time didn't...
Well, he said thousands,
really?
Yeah. He said thousands of years.
That's totally a cool call. That's a great pullback from the news here. What nicely done, Marissa.
Because,
dude.
I mean, not to jump far ahead, but we did learn that Tommy had a good amount of time to learn the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And enhance his skills.
Or his...
Yeah.
And it seemed like more like his being was in Evernow.
We're going to Tommy. Let's do it.
Oh, we're the. Oh, we're no, there, that was my segue.
Yeah, go. That was beautiful.
Because, like, it was more or less his being. Because there was an episode of Doctor Who this past season where he was stuck in a prison for, like, 10, 20,000 years. But it was him. It was him just once where every day he lives and dies. And then, like, he has to punch his way through a wall. And, like, every punch gets him, like, next to nowhere. So it literally every day for tens of thousands of years. Whereas that's, like, emotional pain. Of every day going through that, Tommy didn't seem to go through that like kind of a torture. It seemed like he was in. There were multiple Tommies, but they were all his ultimate being.
Yeah,
which is very like multiverse and quantum physics ish.
Yeah, for sure.
Kind of.
No, absolutely.
Sure.
Like in quantum physics, you know, every essentially every thought you have to go one direction. In say you choose another, you actually create a separate reality.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it's quantum physics. Yeah,
yeah. Then the multi
and tangents,
the multiverse theory.
That is all. Yeah, happening simultaneously because time is an illusion. I mean, it's everything's happening essentially now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
which explains how Tommy can be
now.
Which does explain how Tommy can be two people.
Yes. Yes, totally. And that was something that actually did work for me.
Khalil's
still don't get it.
Well, look, Khalil, you're a Naruto fan.
Yeah, I am.
You could look left and he could look right. Naruto creates a clone of himself. That's essentially kind of what Tommy's doing, but it's a real Tommy because he could like stop time. He could like pop back. He can, you know, then and he can make then the other Tommy could pop into the same place. Like he can make multiple Tommies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kakashi style, man. Kakashi.
That if you're at a craps table, every combination of the dice you roll, that's a different universe.
Yeah.
So we live in the universe where I put a lot of money down and then threw a 7 and lost. That's the universe we all live in.
That happened?
I mean, how does that not happen? Statistically,
I want to be in the universe where you win.
We're in that universe too.
The next roll.
Yeah, I know.
But
right?
Like the multi. But the idea that every. Also, Ryan Whittleston in the chat corrected me. The Doctor was imprisoned for 4 billion years in that episode.
Jeez.
Holy crap.
It was one of the best episodes of this season, too.
Wow.
Definitely the best episode of that Doctor.
Wow.
But Tommy gets to figure out the multiverse theory by being imprisoned in a video game that Ren breaks him out of.
Yeah.
And then he's out, and Erica's just like, sup?
Yeah.
Oh, I need you to get out.
I would like to say that Erica used his powers by, you know, totally matrixing him in the back of the neck.
I totally put that too.
Yeah,
matrix.
And I also did, because I loved it. It was like Scorpion's Get Over Here from Mortal Kombat. Because the way it was like, get over here!
Yeah.
Totally. Oh, Matrix Scorpion.
Matrix.
It's a Matrix Scorpion. Hashtag Matrix Scorpion!
Hashtag Matrix Scorpion.
Matrix?
Yep. So what else happens with Tommy? Tommy does a lot more after that, boy.
Well, Ren gets the sword.
Yes.
And this sword is huge. Like, it's a staple. It's a temple of the entire universe.
Yes.
Yeah. End of space and time. It is Hiro Nakamura's sword, and before him, Takazo Kensei's sword?
Kenzie's.
The dude doesn't die.
Yeah. Yeah. I butchered that, but yes, like that. This is a huge deal.
Adam's sword.
Yes, Adam.
There you go.
But Tommy gets to wield that sword. He gets to split himself in two right before Erica shoots a bullet at him. And then he gets to, while time is stopped and there are two of him, like, fix everything.
Yes.
Well,
Well, on paper, like, on, like, the rough draft. It's like, and then two Tommies fix everything.
The outline.
But this show actually does a very good job of showing us the struggle and the time and the journey of him, of two Tommies fixing everything. Because otherwise, it's literally like Superman, where it's like, so you're just gonna spin the world back?
No, I did dig it. I mean, granted, it's totally a cheat code. Tommy's power at this point is totally a cheat code. But I mean, he tries it and tries it and tries and tries it. And you're right; they represented it well. They did it pretty well. You know, him getting Noah, him seeing how him and Melina have Wonder Twins' powers unite. So, you know, and they totally have that. I do have one funny thing about it, because everywhere he's popping in and out of, time is stopped, and he's obviously stopped time. When he gets to Melina, why doesn't he stop time completely?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
She's going, like, and the flare is still moving. I was like, dude, why did you leave it on 0.00001 of a second? Like,
this is what I was thinking with that. Is when he pops back in, he pops back in at the exact time where he popped out. So it's like he never left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I was
thinking
with that.
But it should be frozen.
Well, no, but I think...
Well, it doesn't matter if it's frozen.
No,
if
but if you split,
Jonathan,
if you split yourself,
agree.
Yeah, thank you.
But if you split yourself from a moment, and especially it's very complicated because where he split himself from was the year 9612. So if he split himself from the year 9612 and then sent one of them back, to a year that
was still moving forward,
to a year that was still moving forward. But if he goes back and changes things too quickly, he'll then negate the year 9612 that he ever came back
to,
and it gets really complicated. And he even told Noah that, like, I ran it a thousand times, and like I enjoyed that, and I gave them huge props when Hiro did this earlier in the series.
It was just a funny thing that Melina was when he was popping in and out, everyone was frozen, and Melina was the only one. He kept popping in, it just left them moving this much. It doesn't really do anything, but
the solar flare kept moving.
I was like, why are you doing that?
I agree with you. I think the only reason, maybe why, for like the telling the audience just how desperate this moment is, that, hey, it's still happening, it's still moving forward, there is a potential time where it will speed up again to normal time. So you gotta fix this now because it's still
gave us that urgency.
I think it was more for dramatic effect.
It was for dramatic effect.
Use
it was
that
a writing
CGI.
Thing. It was it was a writing thing.
But the Wonder Twins part didn't work.
Yes.
And then he goes back into Angela, who at this point would have been like pre anything we know about heroes.
Yes.
Because that's how this timeline breaks down. And she like literally has these kids.
Well, it was actually 7 years ago, but at this point we knew heroes.
Fair enough.
Only 7 years ago we had heroes, the original series.
Fair enough. 7 years. Okay.
So like
this
heroes
works.
Were around.
Oh, because he was
Angela,
like 11.
Primatech was still around.
All right.
But Tommy and Melina at this point 7 years ago were kids.
Fair enough.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is like she's like, okay, kids, now that your powers have matured, let's see if you can do something extraordinary. And in my mind, I wanted one of those kids to turn to her and just be like, what's extraordinary?
And then the other one went, I have pubes.
Yeah, like, and then like,
I got this really cool trick I can do.
No, please don't. Please don't.
And then like, because she was like, well, you guys symbiotically merge and can create this thing. And then like all these kids are just like, so we hold hands? Is that what we do?
I'm going to touch a girl.
And then
they did preface it. Like, this is your sister.
Yes, they did preface it.
So pour some out for that poor doctor.
Yeah. Pour one for the doctor who gave his life.
He gave his life.
Yeah. He didn't really mean to.
Guys watching this stream right now, if you have a drink in your hand, just pour a little bit out for that sweet doctor who taught us how Melina and Tommy could
pour
save the world.
Pour that vodka. I know you all are drinking. Because you say like it in the live chat, you're all drinking vodka.
I love this. Really? I love our vodka.
This struck me as more of a rum crowd, man. Honestly, I don't know.
Rum, vodka. You know what? Let us know what you're drinking in the chat.
Let us know,
you
rum
guys,
or
we
vodka.
Love you guys,
we're
so
curious.
Yeah. I'm a tequila guy myself.
You guys struck me as like specifically Captain Morgan. Maybe Southern Comfort. Like, you struck me like it's a hard liquor, but there's some sugar.
What are you drinking, guys? What are
flavored
you drinking?
Flavored vodka, maybe. We'll get there.
All right. So in order for them to use their powers, a la Fifth Element. If you guys have seen Fifth Element, it's totally a la Fifth Element. In order for them to use their Wonder Twins powers, they need a conduit, i.e. someone to kill themselves in between them in order
to sacrifice
themselves in order for them to actually use the power appropriately.
And given I called this.
Yeah, you did actually call this.
Yeah. Yeah. And who's the sacrifice? Drum roll. No.
It's Noah!
There we go. I like this. Because Quentin had already redeemed himself.
I was totally down for this.
I like this, and also made my prediction right about Noah, who popped him out. I was like, that was the Tommy's
you
sound
did call
effect.
That one, yep.
Yeah. I knew Tommy took him, I just didn't know any of the context.
Like, where did he go? Like, where was the main question.
But literally, at that moment in the show, like, we had we were literally light years from understanding. From understanding where they were taking Noah and what it could have been
what you
for.
Did there.
A little math. A little NASA. Rum and sweet tea. Big guy, 21.
There you go.
Fantasy stats gurus. Bud Light. Hashtag what for whatever.
Oh, he would.
Up for whatever.
He would.
And, all right.
Just take a
Those
shot.
Those are the two.
Hashtag hero shot.
Hashtag hero shot. Alex Zaffy's drinking absinthe. Good for you.
Oh, my goodness.
So
we look fantastic.
I'm drinking absinthe so I could forget this finale episode.
Aww. We love you guys, man.
We love you guys. We love having a great time here.
Yeah.
Talking about this show.
Guys are awesome.
So Noah is the conduit for the blue flame. And I guess the blue flame definitely destroys the orange flame that is the solar flare. It also protects the entire Earth.
You know, it doesn't destroy the solar flare.
It creates a barrier of Earth. Because a solar flare is a solar flare. The sun is...
Yeah.
The sun is light.
It was like the protective UV shield.
Mm-hmm. The only
that the
thing,
world sunscreen. So needs right now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sunscreen.
So the only thing that could truly destroy a solar flare is a floating Luke.
Yes.
So they don't have a floating Luke anymore.
They already lost that.
You only get one. You know,
there are two solar flares and only one floating Luke.
Like Spider-Man says, everybody gets one. So they had to use, exactly, the UV protection. You're right. If only we had a little bit of that now, a little Fifth Element UV protection.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
A little bit of Chris Tucker.
A little Chris Tucker. Bam!
I'm going to die.
We're all going to die.
I'm going
to
die.
Is it green? Super green.
If we get an Elvengador spinoff, we need to find a way to put Chris Tucker in it.
Yeah.
I'm the producer.
I don't need his clothes.
I'm here for that.
I'm the producer. I don't need to make any sense. I just want these elements.
Wait, I'm sorry. I forgot. You said earlier Fantasy Stats Gurus.
Fantasy Stats Guru.
Ben.
Oh, Ben is here. Ben's drinking Bud Light.
Nice. Go, Ben.
A. Wilson said hashtag sunscreen twins.
Yeah. I like it. Sunscreen.
That's
hashtag
amazing.
Sunscreen.
We have a lot of hashtags from all this.
We will go over them in the end because we have no predictions.
So the whole series ends with Quentin in an orange jumpsuit being interrogated, meaning talking about how he has
under
rights,
what charges?
Meaning he's not in prison yet. Meaning he's still in jail. He's still waiting to go to prison, meaning he hasn't.
Even inmates have rights.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. You can't. You'd be less likely to
say.
You'd be less likely to keep a prison inmate in a room.
The world almost died. Why are they worried about people going to jail right now?
I don't know.
Well, because they couldn't get his sister Phoebe, they got him instead.
Yeah, they wanted. They wanted
someone has to get
they had
justice.
To get. They had to go after somebody who got close to the devastation, and Quentin was the closest. Like,
this is my whole.
And Quentin, but Quentin, and Quentin was the right human here. Too. And I think there's that level of. Everyone's all scared of Evos. So, like, they might know where Tommy is, but they're not going to go after Tommy. Quentin isn't an Evo. They know Quentin isn't an Evo. So, let's go get him.
I guess it works for me. I mean, it really, at this point, it was kind of benign for me. You know, they used him to do the vocal wrap up. No longer do we have Mohinder. Now we have Quentin.
Yeah,
I prefer Mohinder.
I prefer Mohinder's voice. Yeah. But if you think about it, if you go, because Quentin was established in the web series for like a character development and a character arc at the beginning of the web series, he was like very weary about Evos, but he was like, this is kind of cool. Yeah. You're part of the Evos. And then, you know, you see his whole journey of like his whole opinions about Evos constantly changing and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And then come to the end of this episode, he's like, you know what? They're regular, ordinary people, but they're cool.
And then they're ultimately you. And that's what I
need. Please like, don't ever everybody. Say Quentin's they're arc.
To be,
I'm being literal.
I mean, I get it.
Well, if you include having an arc and then being a butterfly due to a 2-episode time warp,
yeah,
and then redeeming yourself again, it was more like a hop.
It was a wave.
Quentin had an arc and then he had a hop.
I think we could say this though. After Quentin became the butterfly, I think we all loved him a bit less. And I don't think he really ever made it back to what he was.
Never.
Prior
he never
to butterfly.
Like fully redeemed himself.
No. Yeah.
Didn't like him at all, honestly.
Yeah, I think he's back to being a caterpillar.
Him and Fionn could have died.
He's not quite a butterfly.
Ooh.
I will say that Erica's end.
Dude. Erica's end was totally fitting, and a bunch of people in our chat had said it for a while. Where it's
thanks, guys. Yeah,
where Erica's it's just ending. They're just going to leave her on the year 9612 that won't exist because everybody will save the day.
Boom.
Gone.
Done.
Love that.
Yeah.
And I love how Tommy just had the precise movement with the sword.
This comes all that sword training he took.
Thousands Apparently, of years. Yeah. Well, he has thousands of years and thousands of tries. Because Tommy right now, Tommy gets a trophy in everything now, just so you know that.
Yeah.
Any competition he enters, he wins. Not because he stops times, because he's done everything for thousands of years. He's Doctor Who.
Hasn't aged a bit.
Hey, Wilson in the chat, #Quentin Coaster.
Quentin Coaster?
Quentin Coaster.
That's what
it said,
roller coaster.
Of love. Say what?
Quentin Coaster. I love it. All right, #Quentin Coaster. Hey, Wilson's on the money tonight.
For real.
Dude, last episode, he's got
to
bring
Are we going to jump... right into this tease out that we got?
For the everyone else?
Yeah, might as well. I thought it was a really great tease out.
I
really liked it.
I'd be really excited for a season 2.
I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
but it was a great cliffhanger.
You know what would have been the best part about another season? Was our panel continuing.
Yes.
Yeah. That would have been the best part of season 2. And I think you guys can all agree with us out there. I mean, really... I'm going to miss you guys out of this panel. I mean, I really do want to do another panel. Just all four of us. Fantastic.
Please, keep giving us suggestions of shows. Yeah.
Thank you for the ones we've already got.
Yes, thank you for those.
Yeah. I think Ben threw one at us, so we'll take a look at that again.
I think one of the ones we got last week was...
I could do some pull here. Yeah. There we go.
One of the ones we got last week was a show that had just started, and they had a full panel.
Yeah.
Magicians.
I think so. Yeah. I think there was another one. There was another show in that same vein that it had just started.
We'll think of one.
And then there was a full panel, and I was like, with Marissa and our numbers, we could probably just ask that whole panel. But I don't think that would be nice of us.
There we go.
Oh, we'll get them.
Keep looking forward to the new series that are coming out that are around this. We would love to be a panel again.
Yeah.
And we would love to be able...
To
be a panel, come together as a panel for another show.
Agreed.
Because you asked us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome.
A requested AfterBuzz panel.
You guys are great.
All right.
Y'all follow us, we'll follow you. It'll be mutual. I think it's Siler. I think Siler's the daddy.
I got a Siler feel too. But then I was like, would Claire really knock that down? I don't know.
Maybe she got, you know, rapied.
Or would Siler really knock that up?
Oh, definitely. Siler would... anybody would...
Also...
I just... Reverse. I don't know.
I know you want it to be Siler. I know you want
it. I think they had...
If it's not... Khalil wants it to be him or Siler. So.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to be, somewhat kind of realistic here. It would be hard to believe that Siler's the father because he's brunette, and brunette is a strong genetic trait. And both Tommy and Melina are blonde. I'm like, I don't know. I can't really picture that.
Tommy's brownish, right? He's brownish blonde.
But that's if you're a Siler type brunette,
yeah,
you're like a strong dominant, like really? All your offspring.
Yeah, that's
will
a really that's a dominant gene. That said, he's Siler. He's Siler. Like, we don't need to get into that.
I don't know.
I think there have been moments where Claire and Siler had been favorable to each other, like in the later version, like in the later parts of this season.
Yeah.
What if it was L? But L died. Duh, that would have been awesome.
Well, look, maybe
because L was also
truth
blonde.
Is, maybe
we are never going to know
unless they green light Claire's blood.
Unless they green light Claire's blood. Yeah,
hashtag Claire's blood.
Yeah, we're not going to know. This is over. This show is over. Like, we're not going to know who the father is. You are not the father.
What do you got? Should submit a WonderCon panel.
Do it!
I should submit us for a WonderCon panel and then try our hardest to get Tim Kring to come on that panel solely so we can say, Tim Kring,
who's the father?
Who that daddy?
Yes.
Who did I?
I would love this.
Wait, WonderCon is in Los Angeles. We could probably do this. We could get Mari. We could get Mari to also.
That would be amazing.
We could get Mari to be on the WonderCon panel with us and Tim Kring to literally run down the entire Heroes universe and say, we've received information. Siler, you are not the father.
This is genius.
Matt Parkman, you are not the father.
Let's do this.
Oh, Matt would never
let's
get
set
up
this
in
this into motion.
Okay, we'll talk about this. This is an inside discussion,
but I would love, I have like 10 more hours to submit this panel just to see.
If we work this out somehow, everyone out there, we will post it out to everyone. And,
you
guys will know that we will be at WonderCon if we can pull this off. And
you
do a
will
panel.
Know that this is happening because we will make it'll be on your Facebook news feed for like 2 days.
Yes,
because they'll be talking about who Claire's daddy is.
Steve, dude,
unless he like does something stupid, like tell Variety tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
Save
right?
it for us.
let's see.
It really matters.
So they each get Tommy and Melina each get
twin cards.
Mm. That was cool.
Yeah. That was cool. That was cool. And it could just be the setup for a villain who's a lackey to the father.
Uh-huh. Could be.
Yeah. It could be a lot of things. It could be they had a loose idea of what was going to happen.
But also Angela knows more than Tommy and Melina know.
Oh yeah.
So
Angela straight up knows.
Yeah. So what would Angela's could bring to that potential storyline that we
else,
won't get.
But who else is so strong in this universe that we know about? Because we have to assume it's... Could it be Adam?
It was the type of thing where Angela even said, I can't protect you from this.
Like it's somebody
so
that big.
Powerful.
So that's what led me to Siler, but Adam's another huge boogeyman in that world.
Yeah. Mm. It's a hard one.
The show has gone on for too long, and this television universe has existed for too long for there to be a boogeyman that big.
Yeah.
That existed at the same time as Claire. It has to be somebody we know.
I think it would have to be someone new.
I think it's going to be somebody new, too.
Yeah. But we don't know. WonderCon.
I know. But to make Angela have that serious a face.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when she gets prophecies and whatnot, like, she will know if it's scary to... And she'll let us know how serious it is.
Yeah, like,
so
this is...
So if she's spooked, then we should be
this
spooked.
This is, like, Angela's spooked face number 9.
Yeah.
Like, this is super serial, you guys.
Yeah.
This was, like, spooked when she had to go back and, like, find her sister in the desert type
of
spooked.
Oh, my God.
And Chad, I know Adam's dead, but also, Tom, there's time travel.
Yeah. So many people are dead.
But I'm trying to think of somebody in this universe that we've already seen that existed around the same time as Claire that's that horrifying only one answer.
We'll talk to him. We'll talk about it and see if we can't figure something out at WonderCon. Because that would be the...
Guys.
We'd have to ask, Kring on that one.
Even if it's just the four of us at a WonderCon panel?
It'd be amazing.
That would be awesome.
Hashtag...
Dreams.
Hashtag ABTV Heroes WonderCon.
Okay.
All right.
I'm submitting it. We'll see what happens. That's up to them.
Submit it. Because I'm in. Noah got last words.
Yes, he did.
The scientist who gave his life to find this out. He died immediately, but Noah could hold on for a while and get last words
because
he's Noah Bennett. Yeah. So that's
glad too because I was like I thought Noah was supposed to die, but hey, I'm good. He's still alive for now.
Yeah,
for a minute. For now. But you know what? Totally the right thing to do for the ending.
Yeah, I mean, Noah was awesome. That ending with Noah was awesome.
And, totally. And great. I loved how they used the line "Save Noah, save the world."
Yeah,
it's
oh yeah,
save the
that
cheerleaders,
was nice.
Save the world. Now it's yeah. now
that
it's
was
him.
Nice.
Was
save the,
it back
save
to
the cheerleaders, daddy. Save
yeah.
the world.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Save the cheerleaders, adopted daddy. Yeah. Save the world.
Save Noah,
but,
save the world.
But
I
this
love
was
it.
Like a really endearing type of ode back to that. Save Noah, save the world. Because he's literally been there since the beginning.
Yeah. When he said that too, I was just like, oh. That was good. That was good for me. I dug it.
So
I want to hear some of their favorite hashtags and things we did. Like,
yes.
If you guys have any, favorite moments or hashtags that went on over our 13 episodes of
hashtag Claire ain't dead, hashtag Claire's blood, hashtag Heroes Wars.
Like, if you guys have anything, throw it at us now because we only have a few minutes left, and this is our last time that we're going to get to share with you as a panel for now, until our next show where WonderCon happens. And you guys have just been such an amazing
yes.
followers.
Awesome.
I mean, you guys have been incredible, and we just want to thank you guys and
hashtag
say whatever.
Blame it on the Healy.
Blame it on the Healy.
Oh, so,
that was a good one.
And that happened last week.
Yeah.
At the time when the show got canceled. So it's like literally hashtag blame it on the Healy. To blame it on the Healy. Hashtag
send in the clones.
Send in the
hashtag
clones.
Hashtag Noah is the mother effing T-Rex. Hashtag Claire ain't dead. Hashtag Heroes Wars. A lot of Claire ain't dead.
Yeah.
People love Claire ain't dead.
Okay, Leo, you really created something there. Jeez.
Hashtag Claire's blood.
Yeah, I am. Claire's blood.
Oh, that is man. Fantasy Stats Guru. Fantasy Stats Guru is also the person who had, I think it was Shadowrunner last week? Shadowhunter last week?
Oh.
There was one with, what was his name?
That's Ben, Hans. Man. That's Ben.
Hashtag Where's Parkman? Hashtag You're Fired? Hashtag Evil Bitch?
Oh, yeah, that one did. You
that
guys created that one.
That
yes. You guys kept that one rolling for the longest time, so thank you for that one. Yeah.
It was good. We were talking about Erica and how she was... And at the time, she felt one-dimensional because we didn't get that backstory till the penultimate episode.
There was a hashtag with Harris. What was that?
Oh, there was one with Harris.
Hashtag.
Like, it wasn't
and something
he was
like
a stormtrooper,
purple.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Rashad Payton.
Something purple.
Rashad Payton in the chat says hashtag put it on Netflix.
Put it on Netflix.
There you go. There you go.
All the heroes are
Alex Zaffy, who said he was drinking absinthe before, he said hashtag drink absinthe to forget.
Oh, man.
Boo69Bs says hashtag heroes not dead.
Oh, yes. It is.
Hashtag Pennyman, Fantasy Stats Guru.
Oh, Pennyman!
And A. Wilson, who's been on a roll, hashtag Hero Panel.
Oh, thanks, A. Wilson.
Yes. That's
I think
us.
We could end
hero
on that
panel.
One. That's all.
I think that's... So,
that's
we all do a lot of shows here, and we all tweet about them regularly. Starting with Jonathan, where can the people find you on Twitter to find out about those things?
So, you can also see me, guys. I've still got one show on air here before I jump on my next one or two others. You can find me on Otaku Movie Anatomy. We do that Wednesday nights. If you're into anime or anything of the like, we do anime movies. I'm Jonathan Messa. You can find me at KaibaCat. It's been an amazing panel with all of you guys. Make sure to write comments, because I will look at them. We all will look at them right to you. We love you guys. Let us know what panel you want to see us on next.
Khalil Boo Boo, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Boo Boo. And if you're in LA, I'm going to be at Flappers Comedy Club next week, Wednesday, 7:30. So you can come and like see me be silly in real life.
Do that.
You automatically made our show timely. Put a timestamp on that.
Literally.
You can follow me on Twitter at SerafiniTV. And if you love movies, I do Anatomy of a Movie on our sister network, Popcorn Talk Network, where we dissect movies and all of its parts.
And you guys can find me at Steve Kaufman. That's K-A-U-F. M-A-N-N.
You sounded so...
I'm sad.
Because
this is it, you guys.
Because this is it, and then this song. And then...
Good job,
just,
Eddie.
Yeah, really good job. Really good pull on the song. And, like, you can find me. I start Suits next week. I do Modern Family with this gentleman over here. I also do a lot of stuff over at Popcorn Talk. Yeah, I'm really looking forward. Also, hashtag Harris Trooper.
Harris Trooper.
This is the one we forgot.
Trooper, okay.
That's it.
And I'm going to miss this. This was a highlight of my week for all those weeks. Because regardless of the show, we had a great time covering the show.
True.
And you guys clearly had a great time listening and watching to us. So I'm really appreciative of that. And thank you so much for joining us. And we'll see you next time.
Yeah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Hashtag Hero Panel!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.